Helping My Bully's Hot Mom with Her Yoga Stretching by Lich the Creator. So I did another one of their scripts before, not long ago. It was the one about my friend's mom sneaks into the guest room for some late night fun. I'm so bad with titles, but it was something like that. So I was looking through their scripts because I wanted to do another one of theirs. They had another MILF one, so I was really excited. So as I said last time, when it comes to MILF stuff, just older women stuff in general, it makes me a little paranoid to do too much of it because I don't want to be put in a box, that kind of thing. And I like playing characters who are all ages. But the thing is that I'm naturally a very nurturing person. My friends always call me mom and mother back since I was a kid. And that was actually not a great thing because they didn't always trust me because they saw me as an adult, even though I was their friend who was the same age. And, you know, I treated them like a parent. I would say, no, you're not supposed to be doing that. And I would just try to take care of them. I was overprotective of all my friends. So, you know, I've got this very big nurturing and caring side. So for me, the motherly roles, they just come so naturally to me. I'm very drawn to them because, again, yeah, they come naturally. They do well, I think, just because I play them well since it's a big part of my personality. I don't know. I feel weird saying I play them well. I'm not bragging or like being vain or anything. It's just that it's a part of who I am. This one, what I think is so interesting is that most MILF scripts, this is not the interesting part. Most MILF scripts, the MILF is like a gentle F-dom character. It's all about teaching the listener how to have sex, guiding them, taking over. But this is not that, and that's rare. This one, it's a little more F-sub. And I think that's kind of cool because, yeah, this one you can't even say F-dom. She's not even expecting it to go there. Even when she asks him to help her with her stretches so that he doesn't get her son into any trouble, she didn't think it would lead where it led. And she didn't have an ulterior motive like, oh, I can get that young hot man. No. Instead, she's like, oh, whoa, what's happening right now? Nope, this is bad. But she still lets it happen. She's lonely and horny. She has not had any dick in so long. It was bound to happen, even though he's her son's age. So, yeah, I really like that. I like how he kind of took control there and he initiated, which you do not see often with these kind of scripts. Usually, it's the mother who initiates. The phone call. Oh, I love how that was thrown in. I mean, that is kind of like a device that you see a lot, but I love that. Especially in this one, because it's her son, it's the bully. And, you know, the listener gets to be like, I'm fucking your mom, dude, while you're talking to her. Of course, the bully doesn't know that. Billy doesn't know that. But, yeah, that's fun. Also, I want to note how the bully's name is Billy. Every Billy I've ever known has been a bully. I only knew them when I was young, but there was one who pushed me off of, I was going on the twisty slide in elementary school and there was this high platform. He pushed me off of the platform. It's a good thing I didn't get hurt. Then there was probably the same Billy or a different Billy. Maybe that was a Johnny. They all have like the Y at the end of their name. Bobby, Billy, Johnny, all of those have all been bullies in my experience. There was one I had to punch in the nuts when I was in first grade on the bus. It got him to leave me alone forever. That was great. Oh, there was this awful one named Bobby in sixth grade. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the bullies, but anyway, Billy was definitely a good name for this one. The last bully that I knew who was named Billy, I was 14, and he was just telling me stories about how awful he was. He had a huge crush on me, so he didn't bully me or anything. Yeah, he was bad news, very bad news. But see, I liked danger. I've always liked danger, so of course I would always call Billy up. And then I got to the point where I'm like, no, this is bad. Mm-mm. Stay away from Billy. Oh, Sloppy Toppy. I have to look that up. Because I know what sloppy, like I think of a sloppy blowjob. And so yeah, it's pretty much that. But I don't think I've ever heard the term Sloppy Toppy before. Because I was thinking that she was a top. This is like an F-dom type script. But so I was like, should I remove that? Because this is not F-dom. So I looked it up. Thank you, Urban Dictionary. And I found out what it meant. I'm still learning. Look, GWA is still teaching me new things. That's pretty cool. Also, I gotta say, I like this wardrobe malfunction because that's the whole reason why any of this even happened. I mean, yeah, okay. She was having him help her with her yoga, but it would not have gone that far if her pants had not ripped and she had not been like doing the splits for him and stuff. That's what did it. And I gotta say, that was hot, in my opinion. Just exposing herself to him like that. Yeah. I think it was pretty hot. It is funny how she talks to Billy. So Billy is this big bully who's gotten expelled from all these schools since his father died. And she talks to him like he's like a little 5-year-old. I love it. While one of the kids who he bullied, I feel weird saying kids. I mean, he's 18. He is in high school. He is kind of a kid. But, well, you know, the guy he bullies is like fucking his mom. And his mom is just like, oh, Billy dear. Mom, you're embarrassing me. So, yeah, now I'm so conflicted. I'm like, I really love the MILF scripts and I want to just keep doing them. I want to do so many of them, but at the same time I'm like, no, you have to limit yourself. But I don't know if I can anymore. I'm just in a MILF script kind of mood, or I guess a MILF fill kind of mood. So I want to do more MILF scripts right now. Oh, also a lot of people commented that they wanted a sequel to this. And I looked at the original script offer and there was someone asking a few months ago about if there will be a sequel because they really liked the script. The author had said, well, if there's enough interest. So I thought it was funny. Today, someone asked, well, is there enough interest? And the writer said, yes, there's enough interest. So there's gonna be a sequel to this. And it looks like it's gonna be including some breeding and impreg. And this guy might just become Billy's stepfather. That would be hilarious. So I like where this is heading.